Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday's service and message, The Crowd Outside. While a joint session of the U.S. Congress, along with the Vice President, were convening to read and certify the vote totals of the Electoral College of the 50 states, a crowd had gathered on the outside. A crowd that had been whipped into a frenzy and told to march down to the Capitol based on fraudulent claims that the 2020 presidential election had somehow been rigged and stolen, and they had to do something about it. This crowd on the outside then overwhelmed those assigned to protect the Capitol building from intrusion and proceeded to force their way into a place they were not permitted to be by breaking doors and windows and everything in the way designed to keep them out. They stormed through the building, shouting threats, destroying and damaging the contents, rummaging through personal files and desks, and sitting and standing in places reserved for the honored and duly elected members of Congress. It was a complete and total desecration of the most revered and sacred place of U.S. democracy, based upon a lie and the enabling and perpetration of that lie by many immoral people. The book of Revelation tells us of another crowd outside a sacred place. This crowd is outside the city of God. This crowd is made up of many like that crowd that stormed the Capitol, who would enter God's holy city by force and desecrate it. But this crowd is much larger because it includes a greater number and type of person. In this crowd are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loves and practices a lie. This crowd encompasses a large portion of humanity. But unlike the crowd outside that breached the doors and windows of the U.S. Capitol, this crowd outside the city of God will not enter. God will collect them all and place them somewhere where they will never threaten or trouble his people or city again. The only people not in that crowd outside are those who wash their robes in the blood of Christ by believing and trusting in him and who do his commandments. They have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the God's holy city. God's city will not look like a fortress with armed soldiers and guards at every station. But the 12 gates to the city are always open, and the people of God will bring their glory and honor in and out of the city. That crowd outside the U.S. Capitol has dispersed, but it may reassemble. The good news is that those who were in the initial crowd don't have to be in any subsequent crowd. Because we were initially in the crowd described in heaven, we don't have to remain in that crowd. We still have the opportunity to leave that crowd outside the gates of God's eternal city and never return. You can hear the entire sermon again by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our latest Sunday School, Missions, and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School lesson. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.